The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you? I'm very envious, though, because I've seen the footage coming in from the studio, and this is just not fair.
Yeah, look, we're not so good at this whole live feed thing yet. We are working on that. It'll take us a bit of time. But, yes, it was very, very interesting. And we had some amazing whiskies. And considering what's going on in South Africa, what's going on around the world, it's not a bad thing to just stop and have a whiskey from time to time.
I think after this week that we've all had, it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, that is for sure. Can I just start off with your fourth topic, which is the Antifa? Who is Antifa? You know, we might not even have heard of them prior to this week.
Well, you know, we've heard a lot of chewing and throwing and criticism in the press about the marches in Charlottesville this past weekend. And it's very, very hard to compare the ultra-right and the ultra-left, especially when the ultra-right have, or the alt-right or the far-right or the neo-this or whatever you decide to call them. You know, I know that people are getting a little bit hot under the collar if you say the ultra-right because they consider themselves ultra-right but not racist. Oh, it's such a balagan, I need a whiskey. But what actually happened last week is that the what people have said had happened is that the far left, or this new organization or movement called Antifa, which is anti-fascist, they clashed with the Unite the Right protesters. Now, I've done some digging. Who is this Antifa? Mm-hmm. Because we heard President Trump say last night that there were bad elements on both sides. And he said, you know, believe me. And when he was challenged by the press, he said, look, I saw the footage and I've actually seen more than what you had. So I did a little bit of digging. Mm-hmm. Who are Antifa? So Antifa are the extreme left. Now, for those who are keeping score, the ultra-left are not so fond of us either. And by us, I mean the Jews and the Zionists. In fact, they compare Zionists very often to Nazis. And they have been known to engage in acts of violence from time to time.
So they are it's really what we've spoken about earlier, that it's really a circle that goes left and goes right, but it doesn't go in a straight line. It circles, and they meet in the middle on the other side, the left and the right.
Absolutely, they do. And there was this clash, and things did get violent. And, you know, on further digging about this Antifa movement, they're very much like Black Lives Matter, where they don't have any kind of formal structure. It's some kind of a loose network. And many of them have celebrated them because they say they are standing up to hate. Mm-hmm. But as President Trump said, there is hatred or there is violence on both sides. And where did Antifa come from? Antifa were born from groups that used to fight the original fascists, and they've been around since the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And the history is as follows. In 1934, Milwaukee police arrested three leftists who infiltrated a pro-Nazi meeting and began scuffling with supporters of Hitler. So the history is that of
quite a positive
breaking
one.
Out into scuffles or breaking out into fights.
But they did start off on the right side of the battle, so to speak.
Well, what we assume to be the right side of the battle, but on further inspection, when they have these like marches against racism or hate, they seem to take place on days that are exclusive to Jewish people. They will be marching on October the 1st, which is Yom Kippur, which means that a minority group, and in this case, a minority group which is perhaps the most discriminated against by the ultra-right or the new right or whatever you decide to call them, is
so that's fascinating. Have they been challenged on that? I mean, it can't be a mistake. It's not like it's second day Shavuot in the rest of the world. Yom Kippur is a very, very well documented day on any calendar that you look at. So when you're looking to establish a date to do a march, and it's you look at a calendar, you know it's a Jewish holiday. You know it's the holiest Jewish day of the year.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of comparison is being made, with Antifa, or Antifa as I call it, you know, potato, potato, to the Occupy movement or to Black Lives Matter. And it's this kind of like militant, activism. The issue is there is no structure and they are seen as maybe perhaps anarchists. And it's quite interesting because they say that their roots are in left-wing movements like socialism, but weren't the Nazis the National Socialists?
Well, again, that's exactly very, very confusing because those circles just seem to close and go round and round and around. Staying in the U.S. with this whole issue, Rivlin has said to U.S. Jews, Nazi flag in the U.S. is beyond, it's beyond belief. And of course it is.
Well, everybody is weighing in, and there's been some very interesting comments. We've discussed at length this week why Netanyahu took so long to make a comment, and perhaps his comments weren't as strong as they should have been. And it's very interesting to hear the point of view coming from the political or members of the political establishment, and even the world's most famous Nazi hunter, Ephraim Zuhof, who says it's actually not Netanyahu's place to have to comment every 5 minutes about what is happening to Jews in America. His response is where individual Jews might find themselves threatened by these neo-Nazis, he says it's not a situation like in Eastern Europe at the moment. However, our president, Reuven Rivlin, says that it's absolutely unimaginable and untenable that in 2017 we are seeing Nazi flags across the United States of America. And he says that he believes the American people firmly stand with the Jews. And I really hope that that's the case. Other members of the Knesset saying, you know what? Our relationship, our bilateral relationship with the Trump administration are perhaps a little bit more important than commenting on Nazis and giving them life. My take on it is we all have to stand up to Nazis. We have to
any
use language as strong as possible to let them know that 72 or 70 something years after the Shoah, Jews and their supporters and anybody who has who is sincere being the operative word about human rights will not tolerate this kind of invective and these kind of images.
Absolutely right. The government press office revoking Al Jazeera's press passes. We've been anticipating this. Has this now finally happened?
This has happened, and also another interesting development is that there are members of the foreign ministry who say that perhaps this is not the smartest thing to do, and they are clashing with the communications ministry because they're saying that this is going to hurt Israel's image as a democracy that enjoys a free press. So it's interesting to see that happen. There seems to be a lot of debate within the political establishment here. Some saying, you know, taking away their press passes hurts us as a democracy, and others saying that we cannot have them operate without impunity in Israel because they are creating issues of national security threats.
It's interesting. I'm a little torn, I have to tell you. I'm not sure which way I go on this. I know that Al Jazeera has a very, very specific agenda in terms of undermining Israel, and therefore the Zionist in me says we should absolutely, why should Israel allow them to operate from within their borders? But the other side says, well, you know, maybe we should expect Israel to be better than that. I don't know. What's your view, Rolene?
And I think, again, my view is also conflicted. You know, I'm a journalist. For me, the importance of being able to opine on issues is absolutely critical. I'm an expat South African who also has very, very critical things to say about South Africa and would not like to have my rights revoked on that.
Absolutely.
Having said that, there is that element, also because I'm a citizen of Israel, where I am concerned about the incitement and the lies, the outright lies that are broadcast on Al Jazeera. And I think this is probably an excellent example of why debate in Israel is so popular, why it is our national sport, because nothing is as black and white as things seem. There is always very complicated issues within issues.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'd love to hear from you, from our listeners. 34519, that's the SMS line, or 0621482374. What do you think about Israel revoking Al Jazeera's press pass? I have to tell you that
I'm very curious to hear from our listeners as well. So as soon as I'm off air, please share some of their comments with me, because this is a very, very interesting topic.
It is indeed, and one that I would love our listeners to weigh in on. Finally, Iran is building a missile factory in Syria.
Well, this is a huge worry to us. You know, we've warned before that just because you don't see the building and the nuclear program necessarily taking place in Iran doesn't mean it can't pop up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So a huge security concern for us in Israel, because this is right on their doorstep, and this brings us into the crosshairs even closer. Is Israel going to attack? Some are pining, saying, we don't know. We don't want to speculate on this. We don't think that this will go unnoticed. But do we want to enter into any kind of conflagration, especially in Syria? And then it also begs the question, is perhaps they are strategically building their missile plant or missile factory in Syria, not just because it brings us closer, makes us a closer target, but because maybe they can draw us into some kind of conflict.
Absolutely right. Very, very concerning indeed. Rolene Marks there, we're going to have to leave it. You have a fantastic weekend and a fantastic Shabbos. Are you going to be on the Morning Mayhem tomorrow morning, as you sometimes are on a Friday?
I will be creating mayhem. You know, how
so
would
your
I do
fault,
this wherever
eh?
I go?
That's what I've heard. I've heard stories, Rolene Marks, that wherever you go, there is mayhem, there is an opinion, and whether you like it or not, you're going to hear Rolene's view on life in general. Rolene Marks, keep up the fantastic work. Go and have a well-deserved whiskey. Put your feet up, and we'll be back with you on Monday morning. Monday afternoon, I mean. Absolutely.
My favorite team. Have a Shabbat Shalom. And, it's past 5 o'clock. It's definitely time for a whiskey.